Welcome to the Workforce Management Podcast, delivered to you by Shopwerks Workforce Solutions. The podcast that explores everything you need to know about workforce management, the technologies involved, strategies and processes, the trends and the solutions.
Hi everyone, I'm Ian Hogg, CEO and co-founder of Shopwerks. I'd like to welcome you to the Workforce Management Podcast. My guest today is our COO and my fellow co-founder, Mr. Lee Bowden. Hi, Lee.
How you doing, Ian?
Yeah, good, good. Right, today, I want to talk time and attendance and different types of time and attendance. So, again, customers get confused with this one. And obviously, you know, it's probably our fault because we make it confusing. You know how it is with software and hardware. So what I want to do is just sort of understand some of the different types of time and attendance and some of the pros and cons of them. So why don't we just start with just give me a sort of an overview of the two or three different types and we can sort of dive into each one of them.
Sure. I mean, you know, it's an interesting space because traditionally TNA is taking your card off the wall and clunking it in a machine. Now, even now today, when we talk about biometrics, which is pretty popular everywhere, even within the field of biometric readers to track your TNA, there's three or four different types of that. You've got facial recognition, you've got fingerprint recognition, hand recognition, even iris recognition. So, you know, if the listeners are interested, there's quite a lot of choice there. So, it's an advancing market.
Okay, fine. So we've got biometrics. Yep. What other type of TNA systems might there be?
Well, you know, if you take biometrics, okay, I mean, they're great units and they're not reliant on staff-supplied hardware. That's the key thing. But you have to understand what you're dealing with here is the gold standard of TNA because they're basically impossible to defraud. So that's why they're good. And, of course, they're relatively cheap these days. You know, even the sort of entry-level facial recognition reader is about £400. So, you know, to know that you're safe and secure and you're accurate and you're compliant, it's not a big investment. Are there any cons with biometrics? A small percentage of staff occasionally, they find their fingerprint or face difficult to scan. I mean, if you're in an engineering environment with dirty thumbs or scarred thumbs, then facial recognition, and certainly in a post-pandemic world, nobody wants to be touching lots of different screens and no one's wiping them. So I suppose they're the cons to it. But and I suppose lastly, they require a slightly higher standard of GDPR and compliance. You know, you need to do a data protection impact assessment to make sure everybody's happy of clocking in with their thumbs or their faces. But lastly, I suppose it can be expensive if you have a large estate and multiple venues. But as hopefully the kind of when you're looking at a project like this, the return on investment, you know, equates to what you're about to invest anyway.
Fine. So supposing I don't want to use biometric, I don't like the GDPR implications, or I feel it's it's not part of the way I want to approach work with my staff. What other options? I've heard there's some, in fact, of course I've heard I'm the CEO of a workforce management company. But why don't we talk about sort of app-based tools? So, you know, what can I do on an app where the staff use their own phone?
Yeah, obviously clearly important and that everyone should have an app because, you know, it's just, you know, what the mobile device done over the last 20 years is mind-boggling. I mean, obviously the main advantage is there's no additional hardware. That goes without saying. And they're accurate. You know, NFC, like your Apple Pay, where you're just walking up to a device and touching a point, very difficult to fraud, has a GPS locator, and of course people are unlikely to leave a phone behind. So you know there's not that, I can't clock in because I haven't got my card. They've always got their device handy. So that's the positives around the app.
So just to make sure the listener understands that, I take my app, I go to what, like a QR code or an NFC tag, put the phone next to it, basically clock in, and it clocks me in via my phone.
Yeah, just like you're paying at a till with your device, you can walk up to it and just, you know, you're in the app, you click it and it knows it's you.
Okay, what about, you know, fine, what are the cons for that?
Yeah, you know, some staff may object to using their own phone or think that if that's the case, then maybe the phone should be provided by the company. Some staff might not have a smartphone, but that's when QRs come. You know, I think NFC has been live on our devices for about 8 years now. And I think QR capability is about 12 years old. So you're always going to, You have one person that's got a phone that's over 12 years old, that's fine. But with all workforce management, it's here to manage the workforce. And so we're looking to cater for 99.5% of your workforce and not the 0.5% that don't have a phone or it's over 12 years old.
Okay. And presumably you can provide an alternative. If I haven't got a phone or I refuse to use my phone, what you know, you can provide alternative solutions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you go back from the beginning, we still see businesses with timesheets, so they're cheap and they're easy and everybody understands them. But of course, you know, they're really, you've then got to take that data into the payroll system, and it's open for mistakes and it's open for fraud. And then some of the other systems, which are just a simple punch app where people can go online or on a device, they can simply go on there and say, this employee was here at this time. It's just a digital timesheet. So you're not really advancing it. But I have to say, that is still not my least favourite. My least favourite is EPOS systems, which sort of are trying to step into that realm of TNA. And as you know, you know, we think that EPOS systems are there to take money, not to clock people in and out and start having dreams of, you know, managing staff. That's what's there for. And you don't want all the staff coming to the till point. So there's a multitude of ways of tracking your staff, whatever suits, and you can mix and match. So, you know, you can trial different things. But as anything, you've got to make sure you pick the right one for your business.
Fine. So summary, gold standard is biometrics. Next one down, you would say, is the app. There's lots of other options which people can have mix and match of. So if people refuse to use it or don't want to use their phone, we can provide other options.
Sure.
And presumably, as is the standard ending to our podcast, you've written a blog on this, you've listed all the options and you've listed all the pros and cons, I presumably.
Yeah, white paper and all sorts of stuff. And then we go into a lot of biometrics, FAQs and stuff like that. All you've got to do is go to shopworks.com.
Fine. And we'll put the link in the podcast notes. Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate.